Once again, I would like to wish everyone a good evening.
再一次的我们希望大家有一个美好的晚上。
May the peace and the joy of our Lord Jesus always be with you all.
愿我们主耶稣的平安与恩惠与各位同在。
Recently, we have been reading the book of Psalms.
最近我们在读经的进度到了诗篇。
And so tonight, I would like to use Psalm 52 for our evening message.
所以我们今天晚上的信息主要是来自于诗篇52篇。
And I think we can start with the title, the subtitle of this psalm.
我想我们可以从52篇的这个小字 来作为我们的开始。
So maybe let's turn to that right now.
我们现在来看诗篇52篇 题目底下的小字。
Let's turn to Psalm 52 and look at the subtitle, or sometimes called the superscript.
我们来看52篇诗篇在题这个诗52篇底下的小字。
Okay. It says, to the chief musician, a contemplation of David when Doeg the Edomite went and told Saul and said to him, David has gone to the house of Ahimelech. Please read me.
以东人多益来告诉扫罗说,大卫到了亚西米勒家。 那时大卫作这训诲诗交与领长。Here
we can see the short historical background of this psalm.
我们在这边可以看到这个作诗的时候的一个历史的背景。
Thank God I also saw online that this past Saturday in Flushing, Deacon Ross Yang also kind of spoke on another psalm around that was also around this time in David's life.
那感谢神，我这次也有从网络上看到了，在法拉盛上个安息日领会的杨荣生执事，他曾经讲到了关于在这段时间所写的一些诗篇。And
so that day, I think Deacon Yang focused on Psalm 59.
我想那一天杨执事是主要是在以诗篇59篇的道理在做分享。
But I also saw in his introduction, he had a couple of slides that listed out six of the Psalms that were written around this time in David's life.
那在他的开场的时候,他也有投这个一两张的这个投影片,上面列出了六首诗篇,是大卫在这个期间所做的。
And so that particular part of his life was a very dangerous and stressful time.
在这段的这个时间是大卫生命当中非常危险又非常紧张的时刻。
Because Saul was really trying to kill him.
因为扫罗真的就是要来追杀他。
But we also see that it perhaps was also one of the most creative and inspired periods of David's life.
那但是这也可能是大卫这一生当中里面最富于灵感、最富于创造力的一段时期。
Because he did write a lot of psalms in this period.
因为他真的就在这段时间做了非常多的诗篇。
And that particular situation really compelled him to cling to God.
那在他当时所面临的状况让他
Now, tonight for Psalm 52, I would like to use the topic Two Disparate Trees to summarize this psalm.
今天晚上我想要用我们今天的题目两棵不同的树来作为诗篇52篇的一个总结。
And also, hopefully, it can give us a lot of encouragement too.
也希望能够带来大家 带给大家许多的鼓励。
Because on one hand, it can remind us to live in the right way, like David did.
因为一方面，我们可以，这个可以鼓励大家要像大卫一样，过着正当的生活。
And then on the other hand, it gives us comfort if we were to encounter people who were to oppose God, like Doeg did.
那另外一方面，如果我们遇到了像多益一样 反对神的人的时候，也可以借此得到安慰。
Okay, so I think it's also good before we even go into the content of this psalm to review the historical background more in detail.
那我想我们能够在读这个诗篇之外，能够进入它的这个历史的背景，这会对我们有所帮助。
Okay, so let's now turn to 1 Samuel chapter 21.
我们现在翻到了撒母耳记上21章。
1 Samuel chapter 21.
撒母耳记上21章。
Okay. In this chapter, yeah, we won't read, I don't think we have time to read everything, but in this chapter, you can see that David was already fleeing for his life.
我们没有时间把这一整章通通都念完，但是我们已经可以看到他在这个时候已经在逃亡了。
And in verse 1, you can see he reached to a city called Nob.
在第一节我们看到大卫他到了一个城市，这个城市叫做挪伯。
And there was Ahimelech the priest.
在这边有一个祭司，名字叫亚西米勒。
Okay. And David went there and didn't fully tell the whole situation to Ahimelech.
大卫到了这个地方，并没有把事情的全部告诉了亚西米勒。
In verse 2, he just told the priest, the king ordered me on some business.
在第二节，他只有告诉亚西米勒说，他被差派来办理一些王吩咐的事情。
And well, David was very hungry at that time.
那个时候大卫非常的饥饿。
Right. And so he was asking if the priest could help him and his companions with food.
所以他就问了祭司，他能不能够赐给他还有他的同伴一些食物。
And eventually the priest confirmed that David and his men were ceremonially clean.
后来祭司确认了大卫还有他的同伴在这个仪节上是洁净的。
And after confirming, then he gave them the bread that was consecrated to God.
那在确认之后，他就把之前这个祝谢的这个陈设饼就赐给他们当做食物。
Because there was no other bread there except for that bread.
因为那里没有别样的饼。
Okay. And let's now read verse 7.
我们来读第七节。
Verse 7, 1 Samuel chapter 21, verse 7.
撒母耳记上21章第七节。
Now a certain man of the servants of Saul was there that day, detained before the Lord. And his name was Doeg, an Edomite, the chief of the herdsmen who belonged to Saul. Please read.
第七节，当日有扫罗的一个臣子留在神面前，他名叫多益，是以东人，做扫罗的司牧长。
What we can see here is that it so happened that there was this man named Doeg. He was an Edomite who happened to be there that day.
我们在这边可以看到，当时有一个以东人，他的名字叫做多益，他刚好那一天在那里。
And he actually was one of Saul's, like kind of like an officer. He was a chief of the herdsmen.
那他是这个扫罗的这个一个官，一个底下的一个官，就叫做司牧长。
And so he witnessed how the priest gave him food, and then later how he also gave David the sword of Goliath and also an ephod.
那时候他刚好看见了这个祭司不但给大卫食物，他还把这个杀非利士人哥利亚的刀，还有就是交给了大卫。
Yeah, and so later David fled from there.
后来大卫就从那里开始逃亡。
So when he fled, he actually fled to many different places.
当他逃亡的时候，他实际上去了非常多的地方。
He first went to Gath, which was in Philistia.
他一开始先到了非利士地的加特。
That's where he had to pretend he was crazy, right? Because he realized that was enemy territory.
在那里因为是敌人的这个属地，所以他在那边只好装疯。
And then later he also went to other places, like even to Moab, and then eventually back into Judah.
后来还到了摩押的地方，之后最后回到了犹大。
Okay. Now, in the meantime, Saul eventually called kind of like a meeting of his officers and servants.
那最后扫罗聚集了他所有的这些仆人在一起。
And there, Doeg also appeared.
那个时候多益也参加了这个会议。
All right, let's now read 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 9.
我们来读撒母耳记上22章第9节。
1 Samuel 22, verse 9 and 10.
撒母耳记上22章9到10节。
Then answered Doeg the Edomite, who was set over the servants of Saul, and said, I saw the son of Jesse going to Nob, to Ahimelech, the son of Ahitub. Verse 10.
第十节。
And he inquired of the Lord for him, gave him provisions, and gave him the sword of Goliath the Philistine. Please read.
第九节，那时以东人多益站在扫罗的臣仆中，对他说，我曾看见耶西的儿子到了挪伯亚西图的儿子亚西米勒那里。第十节，亚西米勒为他求问神，又给他食物，并给他杀非利士人哥利亚的刀。
So here, Doeg basically let Saul know that he had seen David.
在这边，多益让扫罗知道了他之前曾经看到了大卫。
But you can see in verse 10, he actually did some embellishment.
但是实际上，你看第十节这边，他又多加了一些他所说的话。
It's true, Ahimelech gave him provisions and gave him the sword.
是的，没有错。这个亚西米勒给了这个大卫他那把刀，还有食物。
But did Ahimelech inquire of the Lord for David? It doesn't seem so, right?
但是亚西米勒真的有为大卫来求问神吗？好像没有。
Right? Because David actually didn't tell him the full story. He just said he was there on the king's business.
因为大卫其实并没有告诉这个祭司所有的事情，他只是说他在那边办理这个王吩咐他所做的事情。
But when Doeg said something like this, it basically gave Saul the impression that Ahimelech was also conspiring against him.
但是当多益告诉扫罗这件事情的时候，也让扫罗这个直觉的认为亚西米勒也是有参与大卫的阴谋。
Right. So then they all went to Nob.
那他们所有的人都到了挪伯去。
And he accused Ahimelech of conspiring against him.
他指控这个亚西米勒这有参与大卫的阴谋。
And even inquiring of God for him.
甚至还是为了大卫来求问神。
And despite Ahimelech's protests, but eventually Saul wanted him killed and all the priests killed him.
尽管亚西米勒说他完全没有做这件事情，但是后来扫罗不但杀了他，还把其他的祭司也都杀了。
So he commanded his servants to kill the priests.
扫罗要他的臣子来动手杀祭司。
None of the Israelites dared to lift their sword.
但是在当地的这个以色列人没有一个人敢拔出刀来。
But at Saul's command, Doeg dared to do so.
那之后王就吩咐了多益来做这件事情。
Right, and so let's jump to 1 Samuel 22, verse 18.
我们跳到撒母耳记上22章的18节。
Okay, verse 18, and the king said to Doeg, you turn and kill the priests. So Doeg the Edomite turned and struck the priests, and killed on that day 85 men who wore a linen ephod.
王吩咐多益说，你去杀祭司吧。以东人多益就去杀祭司，那日杀了穿细麻布以弗得的85人。
Okay, so Doeg was, very bloodthirsty and just killed all these priests of God.
那多益他非常的渴望这个杀人，所以他就是把这85个祭司都杀了。
In verse 19, he also killed a lot of the residents of the city as well, even kids.
十九节还将那个城市的许多男女、甚至是孩童通通都杀了。
Now there was one priest that was able to escape and survive.
当时有一位祭司，他能够逃走。
Which was Abiathar.
那他的名字叫做亚比亚他。
And then this was the priest that informed David of everything that had transpired.
这就是最后逃到大卫那里去，将事情发展的事情告诉大卫的一位。
Okay. So that was probably what after hearing from Abiathar, that was probably what prompted David to eventually write Psalm 52.
那也就是应该是在亚比亚他告诉了大卫扫罗所作所为之后，大卫就想起了要做这首诗。
Okay, let's now go back to Psalm 52.
我们现在回到了诗篇五十二篇。
So I think. Now, with this background in mind, it will be very helpful now as we read this psalm.
我们现在知道了这个作诗的背景历史之后，对于我们念这个诗篇会很有帮助。
Okay, let's now read the whole psalm from verses 1 through 9.
我们现在从第一节念到第九节，把整篇念过一次。
Verse 1, why do you boast in evil, almighty man?The goodness of God endures continually. Verse 2.
第二节,
Your tongue devises destruction like a sharp razor, working deceitfully. Verse 3.
第三节,
You love evil more than good, lying rather than speaking righteousness. Verse 4.
第四节,
You love all devouring words, you deceitful tongue. Verse 5.
第五节,
God shall likewise destroy you forever. He shall take you away.And pluck you out of your dwelling place, and uproot you from the land of the living. Verse 6.
第六节,
the righteous also shall see and fear, and shall laugh at him, saying, Verse 7.
第七节,
Here is the man who did not make God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches, and strengthened himself in his wickedness. Verse 8.
第八节,
but I am like a green olive tree in the house of God.I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. Verse 9.
第九节,
I will praise you forever because you have done it. And in the presence of your saints, I will wait on your name, for it is good. Please read.
诗篇五十二篇第一节, 勇士啊,你为何以作恶自夸?神的慈爱是长存的。第二节, 你的舌头邪恶诡诈,好像剃头刀,快利伤人。第三节,你爱恶胜似爱善，又爱说谎，不爱说公义。第四节，诡诈的舌头啊，你爱说一切毁灭的话。第五节，神也要毁灭你，直到永远。他要把你拿去，从你的帐篷中抽出，从活人之地将你拔出。第六节，一人要看见并且而害怕，并要笑他。第七节说，看哪、啊。这就是那不以神为他力量的人，只依仗他丰富的财物，在邪恶上坚立自己。第八节，至于我，就像神殿中的青橄榄树，我永永远远倚靠神的慈爱。第九节，我要称谢你直到永远，因为你行了这事，我也要在你圣名面前仰望你的名，这名本为美好。
Thank God that we could, read this psalm once through.
感谢神，我们能够将这一个诗篇全部把它念一遍。
Right. After we read this psalm and digest it a little bit, we can see a structure from the psalm.
在我们读过一次之后，我们可以看看它的这个整篇诗篇的结构是怎么样子。
Of course, one structure is you could just divide the psalm.By the word Selah, right?
当然，你可以用细拉这个字来将这个诗来分段。
Okay, but another structure that I also saw in a reference book, I thought it would be useful to also share with everyone.
那我在别的参考资料也有看到一个资料是这样子写的，我想这样子应该会跟大家有所帮助。
This is basically showing that this psalm has.What is called a chiastic structure to it too.
基本上这一首诗呢，它是用一种交错配列的方式来写的诗。
which is a structure of writing where basically the most important thing is actually in the middle.
这种写作的结构呢，实际上是把最重要的事情放在诗的正中央。
And then the parts before and after the middle are kind of like concentric circles or like onions, layers of an onion around the main point.
那在这个中间旁边的这个上下的诗篇部分就好像一颗洋葱，好像有一个同心圆一样在这个中心旁边的圆。
Right. So in Psalm 52, there's kind of like three layers.
所以这个诗篇52篇好像有三层一样。
Right. On the most outer layer, which is verses 1 and also verses 8 and 9, is talking about security. What do you rely on?
那在最外层的这个经节呢，就是第一节，还有第八、第九节，这边讲到的是安全感，是讲到了我们是依赖怎样子的安全感。
Yeah, so there's of course a false type of security in which Doeg was boasting in.
有第一，比如说是虚假的安全感，这是多益他所倚靠的。
Yeah, and then of course David, he was trying to express his true security in the Almighty God.
还有大卫他所描述的他所倚靠的真正的安全感是来自于大能的神。
Now, the second layer down is then talking about tongues or our words.
第二层主要是讲到了这个舌头或者是所说的话。
Okay. So, verses 2 through 4 focus on how Doeg had a very evil, lying, and destructive tongue.
在第二节到第四节描述到了多益他有一根非常邪恶诡诈的舌头。
Right. In that same level, verses 6 through 7, David is also kind of expressing typical words that someone who is righteous and victorious in God, what he would say.
那在第六、第七节呢，大卫在这边写的是一个得胜的人或者是一个公义的人他们的舌头会说出来的话是如何。
And then ultimately, again, the most important thing is in the middle.
那再一次的最重要的就是在最中间的这个部分。
So verse 5 is the key turning point, the key verse in this psalm.
第五节是整篇诗篇当中的转折的地方，也就是最重要的地方。
Because there it's talking about how God will eventually take action.
因为在这一节当中讲到的是神最终一定会采取行动。
Okay. So this is a structure just for your reference.
那这样子的一种结构模式是给大家来作为参考。
But I think from this structure, you can also already see that there's a compare and contrast type of quality to this psalm.
那但是我们也可以从这样子的结构看得出来，这个诗篇有着对比或者是配对的一种特质。
Okay. And so I will, that's why I want to use the topic two disparate trees as kind of the summary of this song.
这就是为什么我会想要以今天的题目两棵不同的树来作为今天诗篇52篇的一种总结。
Okay. And I think by comparing Doeg and David, right, again, we can of course, choose to respond like David does.
我们想，如果把多益跟这个大卫来做对比的话，那我们当然可以要选择像大卫一样的回应。
And then secondly, we can be reminded how God eventually will take vengeance for the righteous.
那再来，我们也可以学习到神一定会为这个公义的人来伸冤。
Okay, so why is it that I also mentioned that there's two trees?
那为什么我也描述到了两棵树呢？
Okay, let's jump now to verse 5.
我们现在跳到第五节来。
Okay. In verse 5, we can see the word choice that David uses.
在第五节我们可以看到这边大卫的这个选词用字。
Right, in the middle line, he says, God will pluck you out, right?
在这边神这个大卫说将你拔出。
Okay, and also in the last line of verse 5, it says, and will uproot you.
刚刚中间讲到的是说要把你拿去，然后最后一个经节说将你拔出。
Okay, so especially in the English translation, I think, but also you can see in the Chinese version, there is kind of like using the imagery and the verbs that you use with plants.
那我们不管是从中文或者从英文，它这边所使用的这个动词，都是好像是针对一个植物所用的动词。
So even though Doeg is not described specifically as a tree here, but that's probably what David has in mind.
虽然多益在这边并没有被形容为一棵植物或者是一棵树，但是这可能是大卫心里所想的。
Now in comparison, we have David himself.
那能够与这个对比的，我们还有大卫他本身。
So if we jump to verse 8,
我们如果跳到第八节,
very clearly, David says, but I am like a green olive tree.
第八节，大卫说，至于我，就像神殿中的青橄榄树。
Okay, so you can see that there is a uprooted, plucked out tree, and then also a green, right? A green, which means like it's alive and very vibrant, and it's an olive tree in the house of God.
那我们也可以看到一棵是树被拔起来，连根拔起，另外一棵是一棵活生生的青橄榄树，在神殿当中。
Okay. And this contrast is reminding us that we have to make the right choice.
那这样子的对比就是要提醒着我们要做对的选择。
Right. In the Bible, there's often verses that describe people, right, and believers of God as trees.
那在圣经当中也有曾经是以这个树来描述人。
For example, in Psalm 1, it talks about a man who was blessed by God.
比如说在这个诗篇第一篇当中有讲到了一个人受到了神的祝福。
Right, because he does not sin against God.
因为他说他并不得罪神。
And then he also delights in God and his law.
而且也是在神眼中看为善的。
Right, he delights, he enjoys the word of God.
他非常享受神的话语。
Okay. Then it says, the Bible says, he shall be planted like a tree, right? He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water.
圣经说他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
Okay. Yeah, and then this tree will bring fruit in its season.
按时候结果子。
And then the leaf will not wither, and whatever he does will prosper.
叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
In Jeremiah chapter 17, there's also a similar verse.
在耶利米书十七章的时候，也有一个非常类似的一个经节。
It talks about, again, someone who is blessed by God.
在这边也讲到了另外一个是受神祝福的人。
Right. It's somebody who trusts in God and always has his hope in God.
总是相信神，而且对神充满了盼望。
Right. And then he should also be like a tree planted by the waters.
他同样的也像是一棵栽在水旁的树。
And then the roots will spread out in the river.
在河边扎根。
And then when heat comes, he will not be afraid.
炎热来到并不惧怕。
But the leaves will always be green.
叶子仍必青翠。
And then he will always be bearing fruit.
那总是会结果不止。
Right, so when we go back to Psalm 52,
当我们回到了诗篇52篇,
right, we can see these two very different trees. Right?
我们可以看到这两种非常不同的树。
Right, so to start ourselves on the right foot, we have to be like David, right? Who really also delighted in God and also trusted in God.
我们如果要从一开始就走对方向的话，我们就是要像大卫一样，就是要依靠神，要信任神。
Okay. Now, not only are these there's two trees here that are compared, but like we mentioned in the structure, there's two types of tongues, two types of words that are also contrasted here.
在这个诗篇当中，不只是以这个树两棵树来作为对比，我们也看到了有这个两根舌头。
Right. So if we go to Psalm 52.
我们回到诗篇五十二篇。
In verse 1, you can see this is talking about Doeg, and his tongue is being used to boast in evil.
我们在这边可以看到，多益他的这个舌头呢，是用来邪恶诡诈的。
Right. And in verse 1, right?
在第一节。
Yeah. He was boasting in evil, right? 以作恶自夸, right?
Yeah. 他们作恶自夸。
Yeah, so probably maybe this was related to what Abiathar the priest shared with David.
这也许是跟这个亚比亚大这个祭司跟大卫所分享的有关。
Right, maybe after Doeg killed the priests, right, he actually, yeah, was actually very, you know, very proud about it.
也许在多益杀了祭司之后，他是感到非常的骄傲的。
Okay. In verse 2, it talks about how his tongue also devises destruction.
第二节这边讲到他的舌头，邪恶诡诈。
Right, and that shows how in his heart, he was, seems like already was premeditating evil and harm to God's people.
这就好像是他所说的话呢，就已经是揭露了他的心中是本来就已经是预谋要祸害这些人。
Right, and so in verse 2, in verse 3, in verse 4, you know, he used deceitful words and lying words, right? And falsehoods to eventually destroy people, destroy the priests of God.
所以在第二节一直到第四节，他的这个邪恶诡诈的舌头，不断的说谎，而且这个说出了诡诈，然后就是要来毁灭这些人。
Okay, and then it really was able to realize his plan.
而且也就是能够让他的这个预谋的这个计划实现。
Okay. Now, in contrast, we have David himself.
那相反的过来，有对比的，我们是有大卫。
Even starting from verse 1, the second part of the verse, he's already sharing how, you know, God, he's praising God that God's goodness will endure continually.
大卫反而从这一个诗篇的第一节就已经开始，在称颂神的慈爱是长存的。
Okay. And in verse 9, he says that he's going to continue to always use his tongue, his words to praise God forever.
第九节这边他说，他要用他的舌来称颂神，来称谢神直到永远。
Right, because you have done it, right? He's praising God for his works and goodness.
因为他是来称颂神是做的所作所为，他说因为你行了这事。
And he not only will praise God individually in private, but it seems like according to verse 9, he also do it in the presence of other saints as well.
所以他不但是在他自己还有在别人面前称颂神，他也在圣民面前称颂神。
Okay. If we go back to verse 6,
如果我们回到第六节，
right, he also will use his mouth eventually to laugh, right, to laugh at the evildoers.
他也会用他的一张口来嘲笑这个作恶的人。
Right, this laughing, I don't think it's necessarily like vindictive, like with evil intent.
我想他的嘲弄并不是一种这个邪恶的一种这个心思意念在背后。
But I believe it is actually a result of feeling joyful that God is upholding righteousness.
但是我想他的是充满着喜乐的，因为这个神他为这个义人而进行伸冤。
Okay. So you can see two really different types of tongues on these two different types of trees.
所以我们可以看到两棵非常不同的树，也看到两条非常不同的舌头。
The words really reflect what is inside that person's heart.
一个人的所说所言真的就是反映出了他们的心思意念。
Right, and it can really serve as a mirror and as a reflection, right, of what is inside.
如同是一个人照着镜子，可以从镜子看到他自己的内心。
Right, sometimes when youthink back on some words that you might have said, you sometimes can catch yourself thinking, oh, why did I say that? Why did I use those words?
有的时候你听到你自己所说出来的话，你有的时候反而会想想看说，我到底为什么会选择说出这样子的话呢？
It can give us a good view of as to what is really within us. Yeah.
能够让我们有机会能够一窥我们自己的内心的世界。
I think yesterday or the day before yesterday, I read an article.
我想昨天还是在前一天，我读了一篇文章。
It's not exactly, it's not exactly relevant, but I think it's kind of related.
也许没有直接的关系，可是我觉得有一些类似。
Yeah.It was talking about how there was this Roman Catholic priest. He had been a priest for many, many years.
讲到了有一个这个罗马天主教的这个牧师，他已经当牧师当了许多年了。
But eventually, the church said that, the Roman Catholic Church said that for the past 20 years, all his baptisms were invalid.
那就是这个教会呢竟然说他过去20年当中所施洗的这个洗礼呢通通都没有效果。
Because when he was baptizing during those 20 years, he would say, we baptize you, right? In the name of the, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, right? Yeah.
因为他在替别人施洗的时候他说我们以圣父圣子圣灵我们来为你洗礼。
Yeah, but then the church was saying, you can't say we.
但是教会说你不能够说我们。
Right, because it's not the community that's baptizing the person.
因为不是整个这个所有的这些人一起来替他来进行施洗。
You need to say, I baptize you. Right.
你要说我来为你施洗。
Right, so they were saying like, oh, anyone who was baptized in the past 20 years, you have to redo it. Yeah.
所以他们就告诉这些过去20年当中被这位牧师施洗的对象，告诉他们必须要重新的再洗一次。
Okay. Now, obviously, there's doctrinal differences between us and them too, right?
当然我们跟他们在教育上也有非常根本的不同。
Right, of course, we know we should baptize in the name of Jesus. Yeah.
当然我们知道我们是要奉主耶稣的圣名来施洗。
But my point of bringing up this story is just, that one word, difference.
但是我之所以会想要提出这个是因为就是那一字之差。
Right, it can, reflect a totally different attitude, right, or mindset towards something.
能够反映出所有这个我们在这个内心或者是一种态度上面的不同。
Right. So I think from this comparison between Doeg and David, it really reminds us to constantly see like what have we been saying? What is really in our heart?
所以从大卫还有多益他们两个人的所说所做都 那我们能够反省一下我们自己，我们到底在想些什么。
Yeah, okay, let's now keep going. Not only are there two types of tongues here, but as we mentioned in the structure, there are two types of like securities and like trust.
那我们继续看下去，这边不止有两条舌头之外，而且还有两种安全感跟信任。
Okay. For Doeg, what was his security?
对于多益来说，他能够得到安全的是什么呢？
According to verse 7, basically, it's not in God.
根据第七节，他的安全感并不来自于神。
Right? But instead, it's from the abundance of his riches.
而是从他丰富的财物而得到的安全感。
Yeah, and then also trying to strengthen himself more in his wickedness and evil desire.
而且在邪恶上坚立自己。
Okay, so ultimately, his trust was in himself.
所以他所信赖的、信任的是他自己。
Or trusting in human might, trusting in like other material things and riches.
或是相信这个人自己的能力，或者是相信这些物质。
Right? So, that was what Doeg was rooted in, yeah.
这是多益将他的这个树扎根的东西。
Okay. But on the other hand, what was David's trust? What was David's security?
但是另外一方面来说，大卫他信任什么？他是依靠什么？
Right? In verse 8, he declares, I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever.
第八节说，我永永远远依靠神的慈爱。
In verse 9, the last sentence says, I will wait on your name, for it is good.
第九节说，要仰望你的名，这名本为美好。
Right? And then he likens himself to be that tree always in that house of God.
那他认为他自己就像是神殿中的青橄榄树。
So his trust is in God himself.
所以他所依靠的、所信任的是神本身。
Okay. So this comparison also gives us something to think about, right?
这样子的对比也让我们能够思考某些事情。
Because ultimately, what you trust in, what your security is in, it will also determine your fate.
因为你所信任的，你所倚靠的，也会决定了你的命运。
Okay. So there's also two fates, right, that happen to these two trees.
所以这两棵树也有两种不同的命运。
Of course, for Doeg, in the short term, he probably gained a lot. He could boast, right? He had riches.
当然，短期的来看的话，多益他可能可以自夸，因为他可以靠他的财物。
Right. And then at the very least, he probably won more favor from King Saul, right? And he was in King Saul was in power.
至少他在当时拥有权势的扫罗王的面前，他能够讨他的欢心。
But in the long term, what would happen to Doeg?
但是长期的来说，多益他会发生什么事情呢？
Right? The Bible doesn't say, but David knows what's going to happen.
圣经并没有说明，但是大卫知道他会发生什么事情。
Right? In verse 5, he knows Doeg eventually will be destroyed destroyed from the land of the living.
在第五节，大卫说他会从活人之地被拔出。
Yeah, so it basically saying how God will eventually take action and punish him and destroy him.
也就是说，神最终会处理这个多益，能够将他这个从活人之地拔出。
Okay. Now for David, it's kind of, his fate is kind of a little bit the opposite.
对于大卫来说，他的这个命运会是相反的。
In the short term, he continued to have to be in a lot of difficulty and stress.
在短期当中，他会面对到许多的这个困难，还有这些压力。
But he was rooted in God himself, so he could still have like a sense of security.
但是他却是将他自己扎根在神的身上，所以他能够从神那里得到安全感。
And that enabled him in the long term, right? Yeah, to always be with God.
长期来说，他就是能够永远与神在一起。
Okay. So our two securities, different securities will really result in two different types of faith.
所以我们所得到安全感的来源会决定了这种两种截然不同的命运。
In the short term, yes, maybe we do see the wicked prosper.
短期之间我们可能看到恶人他们是这个 能够非常的有所发展。
And it's kind of like there's a Psalm 73.
就好像是诗篇73篇。
Right, that psalmist, he almost lost his faith.
这位诗人他几乎要丧失了他的信心了。
Right, because he kept on seeing the prosperity of the wicked.
因为他看到恶人总是不断的发达。
And he said that it was so painful for him.
他说对他来说太痛苦了。
Right.But then, when did he finally understand and was able to overcome this mental distress?
但是当他终于能够明白，他就能够胜过他这个心中的这一种不平衡跟紧张。
It was when he finally went into the sanctuary of God.
就是当他进入了神的圣所的时候。
And then he was able to understand.Their end, right? To see things in a long-term perspective.
他能够明白这些恶人他们的结局。
Okay, so for David, yes, short-term, God was going to still allow him to be on the run for his life.
所以对于大卫来说，短期的时候，神还是要他让他这个不断的逃亡。
But ultimately, since David remained upright and relying on God,You know, we know God formed an everlasting covenant with him. Right?
但是当大卫能够不断的能够表现正直，所以神与他立了永久的约。
Okay. So, today we must also constantly think about where are we rooted in, right? We are a tree, but like where are we planted in?
所以我们今天也要好好的思考我们到底扎根在什么地方？如果我们是一棵树的话，我们的根是在哪里？
Right. If it's only on material things or only on ourselves, worldly things, eventually we're not going to last. We will also be plucked out.
如果我们的根是扎在物质上，我们自己上，或者是扎根在世界上，最终是会被拔起来的。
Okay. But on the other hand, if we are rooted in God Himself.
但是相反的，我们如果扎根在神的身上的话
right, ，God is everlasting，
神是永久的
，and then we also will never be moved，
我们也永远不会被动摇
，no matter how the circumstance changes，
不管我们周围的环境如何的改变
，yeah， so sometimes in the church we do also see these sometimes these two types of members，
所以有的时候我们在教会也会看到这样子两种不同的信徒
，right。I remember one time, in one spiritual convocation, there was these two brothers that got baptized at the same time.
我记得有一次在灵恩会的时候，有一对这个兄弟，他们受洗了。
Yeah. And then they weren't biological brothers, but they're two church brothers, right?
Oh, 他们不是血缘上亲生的这个弟兄，但是他们是在教会里面是弟兄。
Okay. Yeah, and then one, Eventually, after a year or two, he stopped coming to church.
所以其中一位同时洗礼的他在过了一年之后就不再来教会了。
The main reason was because he did not get status to stay in the U.S.
最主要的原因是他没有在美国得到了合法居留的身份。
So he lost his faith. He thought that if I believe in God, God will bless me with this.
所以他就失去了对神的信心。他认为说，如果我信任神，神就会帮助我得到合法的身份。
On the other hand, there was this other brother baptized the same day, and to this day, he's a very fervent brother.
但是另外一位同时同一天洗礼的这位弟兄，他一直到今天都还是非常的热心。
And then, from what I understand, also, you know, there's also difficult circumstances in his family.
就我所理解的，他的家里面也发生了许多的困难。
Right, but he's still a very devout believer.
但是他还是一位非常热心的信徒。
And I think the difference again is where they are root, where they were rooted in. Yeah.
我想这个最大的不同就是他们扎根在不同的地方。
Okay, yeah. So today this psalm really has a very powerful comparison.
所以今天我们读的这一篇诗篇，在对比上是很令人震撼的。
Right. It asks us to. It leads us to ask ourselves, like, what kind of tree do we want to be?
这样子导致我们会最后问问我们自己，我们想要做哪一种树？
Right. Of course, we want to be like David.
当然，我们要像大卫那样子的树。
And so if we want to be like David, let's continue to trust in God and continually praise him, even if we're in difficult circumstances.
所以我们如果想要像大卫做这样子的树的时候，就算在困难当中，我们是也是要持续的能够信任神，依靠神。
And if we were to encounter evil people,
如果我们碰到了这些恶人的话，
we know that God eventually will judge the wicked.
我们知道神最终会审判这些恶人。
Okay. We will continue to trust him and then remain in his house forever.
我们会继续的信任神，并且一直永远在他的殿中。
This concludes my message. Let's now conclude with a prayer and declare our praises and trust in God.
我们今天的晚上的信息到这边，我们要一起跪下来祷告。那我们在祷告当中，能够不断的向神来宣告我们对他的信任。
Let's now pray together.
一起跪下祷告。